Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Joyce Keller Show. I'm psychic astrologer Flo Faden, Joyce's co-host. Every week we are more than blessed to discuss divinely inspired topics to help you on your path. Today, Joyce and I are very excited because we've got a guest psychic on the air with us, and he is actually a trance clairvoyant. Which, what does that mean? That means he goes into an altered state of consciousness to give readings, and I'm sure he'll explain it to us. I'm very pleased to introduce Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. And hi, Joyce, are you there?
Yes, hi, Flo. Thank you very much, Flo. It was a great intro. Yeah, you know, Dr. Cottrell has been on the air with us many times before, and we don't expect him to go into trance today because the time is short. But as you said, Flo, maybe he can just give us a rundown of the way he works. And he's an extraordinary human being. If we feel kind of boo-hoo about Edgar Cayce not being physically with us, we have someone, I think, who is not only as good as Edgar Cayce, but far, far better in many ways because he's up to date and he's dealing with what's going on the planet at this time. So, Flo, thank you for that great intro for both of us. Dr. Douglas Cottrell, are you there?
I'm here. It's a pleasure to be back on this show, Joyce, and hello to Flo as well, my first time speaking to Flo. Great to be on with you again.
Flo is terrific. We lost Jack, and Flo jumped in not only as co-host, but also as technical genius. So if I have a technical problem, she's just really an all-around terrific person to know. So, Dr. Cottrell, I heard you on Coast to Coast last week, and it was mind-blowing. You went into trance. Your son was the, what is it, the amanuensis? Is that what it's called, your assistant?
We call him the conductor.
He's the conductor.
His job is to say the protective prayers, to guide me into and out of meditation. A closest facsimile would be watching somebody being hypnotized, where the conductor is hypnotizing the person and telling them to relax and then telling them to come back out. It's not that at all. But for people who might not be aware, that's what the situation is. He's called the conductor. And basically, I'm in a state of, deep meditation. Quantum meditation is what we've trademarked the term as. It relates to whatever's going on in quantum mechanics and physics now. This is a proper name for deep trance meditation, as which Edgar Cayce, Ross Peterson, Paul Solomon, and I have done. We're called the sleeping prophets, and I'm the last of the sleeping prophets, sort of like the last of the Mohicans kind of thing. I'm alive, and unfortunately, my colleagues are passed on. I hope they're watching over us, but in any event, this ability to go into a deep state of meditation, I first started out of a need with my handicapped daughter, Sherry Ann, who at the time, back in 1968, no one in the face of the earth medically could tell us what was wrong with Sherry, why she was having convulsions and the other difficulties she was having. And only after Sherry going into an institution for children, she was in there for 4 years, did we come across a book about Edgar Cayce, There Is a River. And then from that book, we found another American great psychic, Ross Peterson, up in Flint, Michigan. And I went and had a session with this man, first time ever. I work for the Toronto Daily Star newspaper. I'm all newspaper man mentality, you know. Uh-huh. I'm from Missouri, prove it to me kind of thing. And this man laid down and in a matter of moments told me everything that was wrong with Sherry, what happened at her birth, why she was having convulsions, the problems in the bones in her neck affecting the center part of her brain, that she wasn't assimilating, that's why she was skinny. And it was absolutely astounding. You can just envision me, a guy about 25 years old, my mouth wide open, saying, my God, somebody is able to tell me matter-of-factly, specifically and with authority, and most importantly, very truthfully and correctly, what was wrong with Sherry. Because of that, that session, my very first psychic reading ever, my wife and I, Karen, took Sherry out of the home and out of the institution. It used to be called home back then, but let's be straight, it's an institution, a living hell, if you will, and returned Sherry to her brothers and sisters. And she stayed with us from 6.5 years of age, when she came home from this institution weighing 22 pounds, to when she passed away when she was 38 because of complications of pneumonia, which her lifespan should have been between 8 and 12 years of age with the practitioners that we had, the new age practitioners, you can call it chiropractic, naturopath, special massages and diets and herbs and whatever. Sherry had a really great life right up until the last, and then it was her time to move on. And during that time, I developed this ability by going to Ross and saying, "Hey, how'd you do that?" I observed him very well, and I tried to imitate him, and I happen to have some small ability. And over the last 42 years, I've embellished that ability. I've met many other spiritual masters. Reverend Alec Holmes taught me to do spiritual healing laying on of hands, which that also has been highly developed. And now we have this spiritual center in Hamilton, Ontario, called Mini Mansion Spiritual Center, Inc., and we're a non-profit company, and we're out there teaching people to be healers and how to do quantum meditation. And I have like 50,000 readings I've done over the last 42 years or so in the same style and manner of the great Edgar Casey. I'm still a neophyte compared to Casey or Peterson.
Well, I don't know.
But that's
know.
My background, and now we turn to be
years ago, and you were fantastic at that time. I'm going to say 20 years ago was the first time you were on our radio show out of GBB in New York, and you were great then. So you've been terrific all along, but I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was saying, you know, I've now turned teacher. We're teaching people how to do this quantum meditation method, which because I learned how to do it on my own, I wasn't in a an esoteric way of learning how to do it. I was more of an experiential way. I know where people are and where they're developing. And the last class we had of about 20-odd people, they came from all over the world, and they all went out of here with the ability to look at a distance at someone and do a health reading on them and being able to pick up different parts of their concerns in the body. Every single one. I qualify people to make sure they have the visionary clairvoyance, remote viewing, mind projection, telepathy abilities, to which are the foundations of this quantum meditation. And so when the people come, they get very good results. And we're having another class in January, but we were able to teach people to do this. And a side note here is that I asked the group when they were all doing a group meditation and a sort of a test, I said, what gives Donald Trump the authority to think that he can run to be president of the United States? And the answer back from all of them when we talked about it after was that he was in Egypt. They could see pyramids. They saw him dressed up like a pharaoh. They saw him,
mm-hmm,
you know,
exactly.
Ruling Egypt.
Uh-huh. So, of course. He has a pyramid
there you go.
Over his head, Douglas. I know that.
So that was interesting. But anyway, I've written a pile of books. My website is douglasjamescottrell.com. Our newest book, The Gems of Wisdom, is a book of inspirational quotes. And the book that's really selling well is The New Earth, which is a prophetic view of what's happening now in this time of chaos and what's going to happen. I think on your show 20 years ago or sometime on your show, I might have mentioned that global warming isn't coming from stuff in the sky or the air. It's coming from the core of the Earth spinning at a different speed than the crust of the Earth. And in fact, the Earth is heating up from the inside out, which is heating up the oceans. And now scientists are catching up with those predictions I made on your show, that the oceans, if they go up 1 or 2 degrees higher, it's going to be disastrous. And now they're predicting, the scientists are predicting, that it's going to go up to 4 degrees Celsius higher. This is going to be absolutely, well, it's going to be difficult around the world. My friends in Spain, I travel the world quite a bit since we've spoken last. I've been in South America, Europe, quite a few times. I've been in Norway and Poland and doing conferences there. My friends in Spain tell me that officially the Spanish government is now telling the populace that the Mediterranean is going to rise at least 1 meter, possibly as high as 5 meters.
My goodness.
That's like 3 to 15 feet or more. And that means, as I've said before on other times and in my book, The New Earth, that there's going to be global flooding around the world. The ice caps are melting, and the oceans are heating up. The weather pads are changing. And I'm sure Flo has probably picked this up in astrological terms, that the Earth is, well, we're in trouble. And at this time, economically,
Is there something that can be done now?
Well, the big thing, the big threat is, and I'll say it on your show, is volcanic ash in the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is really a problem that I've been forecasting for the last 3 to 5 years. And now scientists are coming up with, they've had their first ever conference, I think it was last year, on the problem of volcanic ash in the upper atmosphere, which again causes huge catastrophes in our weather.
Yeah.
So I'm not a doom and gloom guy. I mean, I'm just seeing these things happening, so I'm reporting them like a prophet. But also the breakthroughs that we're having in disease and looking at the small world. Remember, quantum means small. And so we're looking at the small world, and it's baffling everybody. Einstein was just, he was beside himself about the quantum physics and the quantum mechanics that are coming out of it, that somewhere down there at the lowest particles in our world, there is a consciousness that's basically called the God particle or the God consciousness, the God cell, if you will. The God particle is a proper name I think they used. And here it is, that the smallest matter in our physical world has a consciousness of its own. Well, golly, now we know astrology makes sense because there's an influence to ourselves. Now we know that spiritual healing can work, and now we know that meditation and telepathy and all those other wonderful psychic abilities really have a basis in science now.
Yes. Now, you have Secrets of Light. That was your first book.
It's selling very well on Amazon right now. I think it's due to the Coast to Coast show, but that was my first book, and again, I think I was on your show announcing that that was the first book. We have several other books. Like I say, the New Age Health Guide is another good-selling book. This is a book based on, 30 years of research into remedies and how the body works and how you can get better health from it. And that's a fairly big book. It's like a 8x12 book, and it's about 300 pages. So it's a huge book. And it's called the Complete New Age Health Guide, and complete spelt in the old English fashion. So it's not
Earth,
a spelling mistake.
Also the New Earth.
But it's selling well. So
going
to my website, DouglasJamesGottfried.com, and you can find all the books that are there.
Okay.
And
also
we just revamped it last week or so.
Also through Amazon, Douglas?
Yeah, Amazon, the books are there, and they're selling well. The Secrets of Life, Amazon, just like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 books on my desk here going off to Amazon today.
Oh,
so
great.
I've got to sign them all.
I'm
getting writer's cramp now.
So, yeah, but that's great. You're performing an amazing service. Douglas, on Coast to Coast last week, and Flo, I don't mean to leave you out of this. Jump right in, please. We were talking about, you were starting to discuss finances, and even before the topic came up, I heard that gold would be going to 2,400. Pardon me for shifting gears, but I remember what you were discussing. And about 5 minutes later, George Nouri, or no, I forget who the host was, Richard Surratt, asked you about the situation with gold, and you said that within a year to 2 years, it would be going to 2,400. Now, I think that's very variable, but it was so funny, I picked it up first. Do you think that that is going to change, and what are the factors? Do you see it going above that? Right now, the market is up today. What about the people, the pathetic people holding gold and silver? Do you have something to say
about
that?
You mean the people like me who have been holding gold and silver since 1979?
Yeah, people like me also.
I had a dream vision just recently. Most of my commodity dreams or visions. I retired when I was 28. I made a lot of money on commodities, went to the farm, and then proceeded to find out what it's like to have money.
Uh-huh.
When you have money or resources, that means everybody else in the world attempts, it's part of the game, they get to try to take it away from you. And you don't think like that when you come from working class and all of a sudden you got a few bucks. You think everybody's your friend. Not so.
It's not
everybody's
true.
It's like drooling wolves in sheep's clothing kind of thing. But in any event, I had a dream vision a little while ago, and in this dream, the stock market and the gold market were changing places. So I think the people are going to now stop investing in the stock market and start now treating the gold market like they did the stock market. There'll be speculation, and the market's going to go up. I have seen gold back at its old 1900 highs and beyond. And I also had a dream vision a year or maybe two ago where somebody said to me, gold will go up when the people want it to go up, or when, or some people want it to go up, which told me that it was being artificially suppressed, that there were entities in the world that were keeping the price of gold down. Well, since that time, and in my book, The New Renaissance, and now in the New Age, New Earth book, it talks about these entities and prophesies. Many of the predictions, by the way, in the book are coming true for all those people who say, yeah, what happens when they don't come true? But they are coming true, as in the book. And now many of the financiers are saying that gold has been artificially held down by governmental powers.
That's
to be
probably true, though, don't you think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
And that the fact is that now China and the Middle East are now going to their own gold exchanges. My son-in-law was in Dubai a little while ago, and he reported back to me that they have vending machines where you walk up, put your credit card in, pull the lever, and up comes a bar of gold. I said, oh, my God. I did an internet search, not that I disbelieve my lovely son-in-law, but sure enough, there are places now starting opening up these little vending machines around the world where you can actually buy small bars of gold. So this is, and they're used as currency. So this goes into those predictions of Edgar Cayce, Peterson, Solomon, myself, and others, and I'm sure you've said the same, Joyce,
yes,
on your show, where
you
gold will
a
be a
bar,
commodity, but it'll be a currency as well.
But if you have a bar, is that true also, Douglas, if you have a bar rather than coins?
Well, when you have a bar, there's a problem of fraud, and so whoever you're trying to sell the bar to have it tested or x-rayed. When you have coins, they are specific. You can't shave a coin. You can't deplete its weight. You can't, like, gold plate a gold coin. So this is why gold coins and silver coins are going to be valuable in the future. Where they're readily available now, they're easy to carry, they're easy to hide, putting in a safe or hole in the ground or something like that.
Right.
And they don't ever rust or rot or go away. And they're easy to transport. They're portable property. So it's better to have coins for us little guys to have half a dozen gold coins and maybe,
sure.
I think I'm up to 25 or 30 silver coins now.
Good for you.
Use those coins for barter or for finances. So it's better to have coins.
Yeah,
precious stones, semi-precious stones also are good to have. And one thing the readings have been saying for a long time are seeds.
Seeds. Like, what kind of seeds are we talking about?
To grow food.
Oh, so you need just basic, but then don't you need a bit of a greenhouse? Or
No, I think you just need some water and some land. If you're in an apartment, then you're going to need to have like a little greenhouse or a little sort of garden, flower boxes or something. But basically, it's better to, the readings also say to own about 3 to 5 acres of land. And in the books, it lays it out, the most important thing you can do for yourself, meaning you, the listener, is not to have debt. Debt is slavery. So have no debt. Get rid of debt now because the interest rates are low. People are more apt to bite into it and buy things. But if you don't need to buy a house or a second or a third house, don't do it. Stay as free as you possibly can by having no debt.
Oh, that's
and
brilliant.
We teach this during the courses, and also I'm available for readings. My deep trance meditation is $1,200. I talk to people for $375 on a therapeutic counseling. I've got a PhD in that. So people can get a hold of me, but I'm 66 now, and I'm thinking,
so
gosh,
what?
You know.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. No time to rest yet. I don't care. We need you.
We do have callers on hold. It might be good time to take a call.
Sure.
Okay,
no, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll try to be brief. If they would ask me a specific question, I'll give them a specific answer.
Okay.
Good enough. Thank you, Douglas.
Let's see who we've got here. Hi, you're on the air with Joyce and Dr. Cottrell.
And Flo.
Hello?
All right, my darlings. We seem to have lost that one. Do we have another?
Not
Hello?
There. Oops. Oops. Okay, let's try this call. Hi, you're on the air with Joyce and Dr. Cottrell.
And Flo.
Hello?
Okay, Flo, I think we're having difficulties. So we have so many questions.
I see them. Hold on. Hello, can you hear us? No.
Sometimes those Skype in calls are
A little sketchy.
There's a little glitch there with Blog Talk. I've had some problems. I have my show on Thursdays from 8 to 10.
Oh, really?
You once
good.
Predicted that, by the way, Joyce. You said, I was on your show a long time ago, and you said I was going to have a Blog Talk radio show. I thought, no way.
Oh, stop.
But you are absolutely right. I do. So on Thursday nights from 8
you.
To 10, Eastern time, I do this, and we have a little problem with that little hand up or clicking on. Sometimes we have problems with people clicking in on Skype.
All right, let's try. Blog Talk Radio is terrific, though. I mean, they give everyone an opportunity, which is so great.
We'll try it one more time. Hi, you're on the air with Joyce and Dr. Cottrell.
And Flo.
I don't know if they can hear us. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
I think they can hear us, but we can't hear them.
Oh, somebody's there. Hi, do you have a question, please, and your birthday?
Am I on the air? I wasn't sure if you took another call or not.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. My name is Carrie. My birthday is August 6, 1985. And my question is just regarding relationships in my life right now, the current status of them. I recently lost a former boyfriend of mine, a tragic accident, and just sort of seeking some guidance regarding relationships in general.
Okay. Well, my first impression was that you see, you're standing there and you're looking to your right and you're looking to your left, and it's kind of like there doesn't seem to be any really interesting fellows to show up. But as you look straight ahead, which means to me a little bit further in front of you, a little bit further down the line, I see a man coming at you, and as he gets closer, he's running at you. So there's going to be a man taking a run at you or, you know, making a pass at you, but he's dressed in a light-colored suit. It's a very a cream color, very expensive suit and tie. And he's got blondish kind of hair, but he's got a darker blondish mustache. But he's coming right at you. So what I'm seeing is that you're going to look around you, you're not going to see anything, but somebody out of the blue is going to come straight at you, and I think this is going to be a matter of months, probably February, the springtime, because the distance he's away is like 30 feet or something. So the further the man is away, that's the further in time. So I'm guessing, not psychically seeing, but guessing that it's going to be a few months. But when he gets close to you, you're going to be surprised. He's going to like just come at you really fast. And I'm sure, you know, you like to be a little more in control of the relationship and a little more like what's going on. But whoever this person is, they're going to come running right at you, sweep you up off your feet.
Oh, that's terrific. Dr. Douglas, thank you. Carrie, be well, and we're going to take another call, okay? Thank you. God bless you, sweetie. Flo,
okay, I'm going to try for another call. Hold on. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air with Joyce and Dr. Cottrell.
And Flo.
Hi, you're on the air.
We have too many problems, Flo.
Hello?
Too many technical problems, sweetie.
Joyce, hold on.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us? You're on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear us? You're on the air.
Hello?
All right. I don't know why she can't hear us.
All right, sweetie. So we have technical problems. Let's go back to what Dr. Cottrell was saying before about the quantum meditation method where people can learn to do this themselves. Is that correct, Douglas?
That's right. Meditation, as you very well know, I'm sure, and Flo as well, meditation is the doorway. It's the portal that opens up your intuitive mind from extrasensory perception or ESP to being aware, you know, like you know somebody's on the phone, you know who's at the door, you're thinking of somebody and you bump into them, or you say, I was just thinking of that the other day, and there it is. That the telepathy and that premonition, precognition are evidences you have some awareness. And when you develop this ability to meditate, and I'm not talking about vegetation meditation, I'm talking about active meditation now, where your mind is out looking for things. You can problem solve, you can get hunches or little tidbits of information that as you practice turn into like a snapshot of a picture to now turning a page in a picture book to now a video, like on my YouTube videos, I get about 300 of them now, you can see the whole thing. And this is how you develop it, but you have to start off with meditation. Quantum meditation is an active way. I teach people in the same steps that I've taken, how to look for the lights, the images in your mind, and how to develop it so that it becomes clearer. And then you move through time, so you can look forward into the future, which is clairvoyance, or you can look back in the past, attempting to find your karmic relation to somebody, which again is clairvoyance, but instead of looking forward, is looking backwards. Telepathy, telekinesis, all those other abilities, dream and dreaming, profound dream visions, revelation dreams, prophetic dreams, all come from this language of the mind, which is the language of the soul, as I've often called it, is this pictorial display, which is all clairvoyance. There are some people who are feelers, and they do very well with dowsing and psychometry and the other touchy-feely kind of getting vibrations or things from people. And they are very good spiritual healers and very good in the touching, finding things. They're very good with things in the ground. But the rest, the other three-quarters of the population, all have this visionary ability. And so I discern what the people, their ability, their strength is, and then they are able to develop it to the point where they can be, and at your case, see a Ross Peterson, where they're looking at somebody at a distance, thousands of miles away, and they're able to see into their body and to see exactly what's going on. The biggest problem that people have, and I try to help them by, again, going through the same steps I did, is how to overcome the problem of the intellect being the enemy of the intuition.
Oh,
doubt,
yeah.
And more doubt and more doubt stops people because they say, I can't see the future. The future doesn't exist yet. And I say, go to my website and look on the YouTube where I found the remains of a young man. A lady called up on my show and she said, my nephew's missing in Colorado. She was in Edmonton and I was in Hamilton near Niagara Falls here. I told her that the body would be found, that two fishermen were going to find it walking up high, looking down. The body was going to be face down. It was all white, meaning it wasn't decomposed, so he'd be found soon. And that he looked nude. A couple of weeks after the show, the body was recovered by two fishermen who were walking along the bank. They could see the body and the man's shorts, his underwear, because he went swimming in the creek, and that's how he ended up in a fast-moving creek or small river. That's how he drowned. His shorts were down around his ankles, so he was, in fact, nude from the top to his ankles. He was on the other side of the riverbank, and he was recovered. 2 weeks after that, the lady called up and reported the story as it was reported in the Colorado newspapers. And if there ever was somebody out there who said, what's that amazing guy's name that's going to give somebody $1 million if he can prove anything psychic?
Well, oh, right.
go to that website and say, there it is.
Time-stamped,
dated, newspaper reported, evidence.
You know,
I haven't got the $1 million yet, Joyce.
John goes, I was on at least two radio television shows with him. I was on both Oprah and Regis with the amazing Randy, who has that crumpled up $1 million in his pocket. And
allegedly.
I beat him to a pulp twice, and I did not get the check. So you're not the only one who's been scammed out of the amazing Randy's crumpled up check. But I wanted people to know how. We only have 90 seconds left, Douglas, so we want people to know how to reach you because you truly are really in a class all your own.
Well, you can go to YouTube videos. You can go on Google. My name is Douglas James Cottrell, and Cottrell is spelled C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L. You can go to my website, douglasjamescottrell.com. If you just throw in my name, I'm at Hamilton, Ontario. You'll find me on the Internet. I think there's like 900,000 pages or something out there. So,
well, give your
it's
website
a pleasure
also.
To be on your show, Joyce. I really enjoyed my visit with you today.
You know, we love you, and we look forward to doing it again. Paul, give
me
your website
I'll have to
quickly.
Get you guys on my show one day. My show's only a teeny tiny startup one, not compared to yours. So.
No, but it's wonderful, and I really am so honored, and we both are, to have had you with us today, Gems of Wisdom. I'm so sorry we couldn't talk more about that. But, you know, folks, I think we're just about out of time, but do contact the amazing Dr. Douglas Cottrell. And give your website again. It's douglasjamescottrell.com. Flo, your website is
checkwithflo.com.
and I'm JoyceKeller.com. Until next time, and again, Doctor, thank you so much. Don't drive faster than your angels can fly. I'll love to each and every one of you. God bless you. It's the three of us saying God bless you. Thank you again, folks. I think we're out.